State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
People who have wealth and keep wealth and build wealth have a long-term planning window, and they make decisions based on that. They buy a car based on that. People who are broke, they have a short planning window. If you're broke and you have a long-term planning window, you're starting to think like rich people. If you think and act like rich people, you get to become rich people.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Shop local, buy local, save.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Many thanks for our first guest, who is George Gilbert, the head football coach at Clinton Central. Now we're going to be joined by Carroll head football coach, Blake Betzner. Blake, good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing just fine. You guys kind of came up on the short end a little bit last night, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Started out really well. Sorry, voice is a little gone today. Started out really well and just couldn't keep the momentum going, so they eventually, halftime is 13-13, and then they just, you know, kind of overwhelmed us physically and some speed and just kind of took it to us the second half.
You and I were talking last week about Eastern and saying it, you know, they kind of reload and they kind of just keep the same things on, but they're just, you really found out how big and strong they really are last night, I have a feeling.
Yeah, and I mean, again, you know, a weight program does so much for your program, and that's something that hasn't been at Carroll. And, you know, it'll be there in the future, and that won't be the issue we had. But you could just tell our kids physically got worn down last night. They just started getting to our backers. They just started slowly wearing us down, and that's where, you know, it all came together for them.
Anything in particular that triggered the third quarter for them? Obviously, you said the bigger and stronger part, but anything else happened that would have been a turning point for you guys?
Yeah, we just didn't, you know, every drive started with a penalty, you know, just, you know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when things started going, every drive started just being harder and harder. We had a block punt, then we had a shank punt. We had a fumble on a kickoff return. So it all started just, you know, imploding there in the third quarter.
But at the same time, you got to be happy with the way your kids play, at least for one half, against a pretty good football team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, our kid, the effort is, I mean, you can't ask for a better group of kids. They work their butt off. They give you everything they got. We never, ever have any issues with effort and what they're supposed to be doing. It's just getting it done now.
Did you come out healthy okay or not?
Yeah, we came out pretty healthy. Mm. And, you know, we still have two of our better athletes watch last night, so that hurt us in the you know, passing game for sure. They scored twice. Two of their first three touchdowns were fourth and long and threw it up and scored touchdowns. So two heartbreaking plays they had. First play of the first touchdown of the third quarter and the first touchdown of the game for them was fourth down and long, and they just threw it up in the end zone. They just went and got it. So had a couple of just bad breaks that way.
And then you have to bounce back this week. Gets Tri-Central at home this week. I would say that might be pretty good medicine for you this week.
Yeah, we just need to get back to what we do. You know, Easter makes you do some things that you're, you know, not what you really do well. We just need to get back to what we do well and come back together. But you know, after the game is just a really good thing. The expectations are just growing. They want to win. They think they're going to win, and you know, we think we're going to be that team. So I know Monday they'll come back in, game plan ready, and be ready to go.
So, I mean, but this is probably a real good learning experience for your kids, though.
It was. You know, they need to be punched in the mouth a little bit. You know, I think that's a good thing for everybody. You know, hey, you know, we got to get a lot better. We got 4 or 5 weeks before sectional. We got to get a lot better before we go ready for postseason.
And since you brought that up, what is the big things that you need to work on to get better?
So, you know, again, you don't fix the weight room in a year. I mean, that just doesn't happen.
You don't.
But, you know, that's not something you just turn around in a day. But just execution, teaching kids, just more detailed execution. You know, we're a 1A football team that, you know, one guy goes down. Like we had that issue this week. We had one guy, a kid not play. We had to move three kids around to make up for that. And the execution was not there like it would have been if those three kids would not have had to move. So I think that's the part of it where we got to get better, is just getting kids understanding multiple positions and being able to execute a little bit better when they're asked to do something they haven't practiced, you know, had thousands of reps on. So that's kind of where we struggled last night.
And let's just be honest, depth is a huge factor, especially in 1A football.
It is. It is. You know, and that's why, you know, we're so happy with our numbers. You know, we're so happy with having 51 kids. And, you know, in a year or two, you know, our depth is not going to be the issue that it is right now, but you know, that is what it is in 1A football.
What would you like to see improve the most coming into this next week?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think we gotta if you would have got my huddle tape back to the team today, there's quite a bit of stuff to improve on. You know, we had all of our chances in the world to have a lot more success than we did last night. So I would just say it's execution. Getting the kids to understand exactly why, not only why, you know, what they should do, but why they should do it. And I think that's hard sometimes for, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17 year old kids to like understand that it's just not, you know, hey, you got to do this. It's why you need to do that.
Uh-huh. And then also you still got a pretty good tough part of your schedule to play yet, don't you?
Yeah. So we got Tri-Central, and then we got Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, and Sheridan. So there's no off days.
Yeah, this is one league, you know, despite it being a 1A league, there's really not very many easy games in there.
No, and, you know, and it's kind of weird because you got kind of all different groups. You got the, you know, kind of spread groups, and then you got the smash mouths groups. So you got to be able to play all all kinds of defense against these teams you're going to go see.
Yeah, that's true. So, and Easter gets to come this way this week because they're at Clinton Central on Friday night, so that'll be interesting for them. So,
good. Yep.
And as I said, you got Tri-Central this next week. So, you know, I look. Yep. Yeah, I think it's looking for. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I would take it to looking for a pretty good bounce back game this week.
Yes. Yeah, we're excited. We you know, after a game like that, you just want to get back on the field. You know what I mean? You just want it to be Friday, and you want to get that one out. You want to get that second half out of your mouth and just mm-hmm. get back on the field and go play.
All right. Anybody?
We're excited about doing that.
I was going to say, did anybody stand out for you last night offensively or anything like that, or defensively?
Yeah, I mean, Clay Metzger is just a really, really good football player. He's a kid, you know, one of the reasons, you know, was a little bit different for him this week is he had to play both ways, and he hadn't been doing that since we had some kids setting out this week. So he had to play both ways, so he was not, you know, we had to rotate him in some offensively, but he's just a really, really good football player. Jackson Ayers, Cody James, we had a lot of good defensive standouts. Griffin Viney had to move from corner to safety, and he had almost zero prep for that before this week, and, you know, he did a really nice job. So guys really stepped up and did what they needed to do. We just got to get a little bit better.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
Nope, I appreciate you guys letting us come on and talk about our football program.
Anytime, you know that. So anytime you want to come on, just let me know. So we'll be happy to do that for you.
All right.
All right. Blake, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck to you next week, and we'll talk to you later on, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. That was Blake Betzner, the head football coach over at Carroll, after his team got beat last night for the first time this year, 33-13 to league-leading Eastern. Let's take a look at the scores from last night, since we're going to have a little time here before we get hopefully get Raymond Jones on here in a few minutes. Last night in the Sagamore, and I got to flip the page here, it was Lebanon over Frankfort, 47-6. Danville defeated Tri-West last night, 14-7. Western Boone, who Frankfort plays at next week, blew away North Montgomery 55-6, and Southmont remained undefeated as they defeated Crawfordsville 41-14. As we said, Frankfort's at Western Boone next week. Lebanon goes to Tri-West and Southmont. We'll see if they can still continue things there at Danville next Friday night. So that's been an interesting game coming up here next week. Over in the Hoosier Heartland last night, it was Clinton Central over Hagerstown, 28-20. Sheridan defeated Clinton Prairie, 50-12. It was Delphi over Tri-Central, 34-6. And Eastern defeated Carroll, 33-13. Games next week, you've got Eastern over here at Central, and that's the game at 7 o'clock. Delphi is at Clinton Prairie next week. That'll be at 7 o'clock. Sheridan travels to Taylor, maybe, because I don't know if Taylor will want to play next week or not. And Tri-Central goes to Carroll on next Friday night. So that takes care of the Hoosier Heartland for us. And let's get out of the Hoosier, where I kind of thought that some of these teams might start to, you know, balance out. And this is kind of what started to happen. Central Catholic got beaten by undefeated Tipton last night. Tipton won the game 42-28. West Lafayette proved that Rensselaer is, you know, going to have to keep getting a little bit better. West Lafayette won 56-0 last night. So West Lafayette is still undefeated at 5-0, and Rensselaer fell to 3-2. It was Cass over Northwestern, 26-20. Twin Lakes defeated Benton Central, 46-8. And Western defeated Hamilton Heights, 35-20. Next week, the big game has Central Catholic up at Rensselaer. That'll be an 8 o'clock start up in Rensselaer next week, while West Lafayette travels to Benton Central to play that ball club next week, who's struggling still in football. I look at the Hoosier Crossroads from last night. It's a league we also give some attention to because we're close enough to Zionsville, who, by the way, won last night, defeated Noblesville 41-26. It was Westfield over Hamilton Southeastern 34-21. Brownsburg defeated Fishers 39-21, and Franklin Central defeated Avon 30-23. The big game next week is Brownsfield at Westfield. Those are the two teams at the top of the league. Both teams are 4-1, and both teams are 3-0 in the league. So that'll be determining who leads the league after next week. Zionsville's at home next week. They get to play Hamilton Southeastern. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff for that particular ballgame. Also from last night, it was Harrison over Anderson 42-14. Lafayette Jeff defeated Kokomo 34-14. Logansport defeated McCutcheon 21-6. It was Fountain Central over Attica 42-13. Lavelle defeated Caston 49-14. Pioneer defeated Hammond Central 46-19. Seeger defeated Covington 50-30. South Newton defeated Tri-County 53-31. And Traders Point Christian defeated Frontier by a score of 40-0. That was the scores from basically around the area here last night, as high school football is now going down to the second half of the season, officially after last night. That was week 5 last night, and week 6 kicks it off this Friday night. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
Attention, Frankfort. VFW Post 1110 has the budget to run one ad per day. So if you're listening, congratulations. It's like winning the lottery for your ears and your wallet. Get a little more green in your life by playing Pull Tabs at the VFW. Over 16 types of games to play. So take a chance. It might just pay off big time. Call 654-7624 or stop into 309 North Main Street for more details. The next VFW ad will be playing tomorrow. See if you can find it. Bingo and raffle number 002767.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check. The budget is a pretty simple idea. Here's a couple things. Your budget is you telling your money what to do instead of wondering where it went. All a budget is you're doing it on paper, on purpose, before the month begins. Every dollar has an assignment. Every dollar has a mission. Every dollar has a name before the month begins.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Shop local, buy local, save.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Many thanks to our first two guests. It's been George Gilbert from Clinton Central and Blake Betzner from Carroll. Now we're going to have a talk with Raymond Jones, the head coach over at Clinton Central. Raymond, good morning. How you doing? Raymond, are you there? We seem to have lost him here. Raymond, if you happen to be over there? I'm going to try and do this on the air. Raymond, is that you? Okay, so hang on 1 second. Okay, let's try this now. Raymond, you're there, right?
Sorry about that.
That's all right. No problem. So last night was a little bit of a difficult night for you and the Gophers last night, wasn't it?
It wasn't the way we planned. It didn't turn out the way that we had envisioned going into the night. Sheridan came out physical, like Coach Wright always has him, and we had a hard time stopping the run on defense. Offensively, trying to move the ball was a struggle with some of the different looks and pressures we were getting. So, it didn't turn out quite the way we were planning.
You know, and the thing of it is, if you can't stop the run against Bud Wright, you're going to be in for a pretty long night, 99 times out of 100.
Yeah, absolutely. And Coach Wright has done what he's done over the years and had success with it. And he had some kids come out with their ears pinned back and ready to go. He had a couple kids back, with COVID and injuries and everything. You know, everybody kind of rotates around at this point. And he had some kids back. When he has everybody healthy, he has a really good group down there, especially in the offensive line and running back areas. So they put it to us physically last night. And hopefully, I think it was an eye opener to our kids on what we need to do to play with good teams at this point.
Did you come out healthy and okay last night?
Yeah, overall we're healthy, other than some bumps and bruises. We don't have anything too serious that we have to look at. So that's a positive from last night, looking at where we're at, who we're getting back, and how we continue to move forward. Everybody still should be good to go. So
I would take it that offensively, may not have too much to talk about. I have a feeling you might have a highlight or two in there, though.
We had two running backs last night who had a couple decent runs here and there. Drew Dorte ended up with a 61-yard touchdown run, and Jacob Wilson had another 14-yard touchdown run for us on our two scores. Those two guys have ran the ball hard. They always are finding seams, patient runners. Passing wise, we had Caden Mullendore had 43 yards. Jevin Dean 37. Drew Dorte had 38 yards receiving as well. We were just about 40% completion on passing last night. And that's just not, you can't get that done. You can't have a whole lot of success when you're only completing 40% of your passes. It leads to a lot of long situations that you have to work through.
And your play calling gets a little bit predictable when you don't have, much of a, the playbook doesn't have a lot of third and 20s or plus that. They just don't.
Right. It gets, what's coming. When it's third and long, there's going to be a pass, So the defense is expecting that.
What did last night really teach your kids, do you think?
Well, I one of the first things I told Coach Wright as we walked off the field was thank you. That the way they played versus us is the way a team who wants to win the championship plays. I think our group, I know I talk about it with our group and our coaches, that we have a goal of winning a conference and a sectional each year. And both of those are still in reach. We can still attain both of those if we went out here. But the biggest thing I think we saw is how hard a team has to play at every position on the field and how you have to sell out each and every down. You cannot take a down off. You cannot take a play off. You can't be passive at any point. You have to sell out, do your job. And I think that's what that showed us last night, what a good team does and how they play. So I think we talked about it last night as our group real quick. We're going to continue to look at it. This is the intensity you have to bring each week if you want to compete at that level.
And it does not get any easier for you this week because Delphi comes calling this next Friday night.
Yeah, the rest of our season, the second half here, it's a tough one. We have Delphi, who's coming off a couple good wins, one over this year than the team a couple weeks ago. And Carroll, who are both right there at the top of the conference. So each week's going to be a battle. Each week's going to be something that we have to prepare for and be ready for. But I do think each week is going to be a game that we can be extremely competitive in and are planning to win.
And the thing of it is, I think Eastern kind of proved last night that, they're still the king of the hill in this league last night.
Yeah, that was a good win by them over an unbeaten Carroll team. So, both of the, that game, I think I heard, was tied at halftime, 13-13.
Mm-hmm,
and that just shows, it shows that those two teams, they're both there. Eastern, obviously, in the second half, kind of pulled away. But those two teams are right there at the top of our conference. And I know they both have Sheridan to play as well. So, right now our conference is still wide open. I think we're right there in the mix. But we have to take care of business each week. We can't have any slip-ups, any issues. We have to make sure that we're in the driver's seat.
Yeah, and this league's got five out of its eight teams are at 500 or better in the conference. That tells you pretty much where everybody kind of stands.
Right, yeah. I really think, you know, the top half, especially of our conference, is very competitive. I know personally all the coaches in our conference are great coaches who have their teams prepared each week. And that's a great thing in a conference, especially competitively, when you want to see, you know, the product on the field. That's a great thing. So a lot of exciting football in our conference right now.
What is the biggest thing for you and to get your kids to do the remainder of the year to be really successful?
I think continuing, we talk a lot about our family atmosphere. You know, we have 37 kids, six coaches and six managers that we have. And each one of those kids is a part of our program. You know, and each one of them is an extremely important part to what we do. So continuing to build on each other, come together as a family, come together as a group, and then just trust in each other that what we're going to do each week and is the right thing, and then what we're going to do in terms of our job is how we're going to play every single down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Raymond, anything else you want to add or bring up before I let you go?
No, hey, I appreciate you having me on again, and looking forward to continuing to compete each week.
That's what you got to do at that level. I mean, that's what you do at 1A football a lot of times, and hopefully you don't get too thin and you can fill in some gaps here and there.
Exactly.
So, Raymond, thanks so much for the time. Greatly appreciate it, and we'll talk to you probably next week or so, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye. That was Clinton Prairie Head football coach Raymond Jones talking about his team, who's now sitting at 2-2 overall and 2-1 in the league after they lost to Sheridan last night. We got about a little over 5 minutes left in the program here, and I want to take care of some things so I get all kind of readjust everything here. Let's take a look at college football for right now. There were two games last night. First of all, UCF lost at Louisville by a score of 42-35. Big Ten game last night. Illinois dominated everything but did not get the W as Maryland kicked a field goal as time expired to win that game in Champaign last night 20-17. Games today in the world of college football, starting at noon on Fox, you got Nebraska and Oklahoma. I kind of feel bad for Nebraska because it's not going to be very pleasant for them today. I have that feeling. At noon on ESPN, Cincinnati pays a visit to Indiana. It's going to be a tough matchup for the Hoosiers as the Bearcats are undefeated and ranked 8th in the country. Also on ABC at noon, Michigan State travels down to Miami to face the Hurricanes. I have a feeling Michigan State will be fine in that game. It'll be interesting to see how well Miami responds from last week's beating on the hands of Alabama. On Big Ten Network at noon, you got Michigan hosting Northern Illinois. That won't be much of a contest. I just can't believe that there's no any way that'll happen. 1 o'clock on the Pac-12 Network, that'll be Minnesota at Colorado. That should be an interesting football game. Colorado gave Texas A&M everything they wanted last week, and Minnesota's, you just never really know what you're going to get from them. You just never know. 2:30 on NBC today, you've got Notre Dame hosting Purdue. That should be a fun game to probably watch, for at least for a while anyway. The Boilers are getting better every week, and Notre Dame hasn't really put it all together as of yet. Also today on the teams involving the Big Ten on Big Ten Network, number 5, Iowa hosts Kent State at 3:30 p.m., I should say. On FS1 at 3:30, Ohio State hosts Tulsa. And then also at 3:30 on BTN, it'll be Rutgers against hosting Delaware. And then at 4 o'clock on the ACC Network, you got Northwestern at Duke. Then the big one tonight over in Happy Valley, it's a whiteout night as Auburn plays at Penn State tonight. That's on ABC tonight at 7:30. Let's take a look. Also, one other thing involving the Purdue situation over at Notre Dame today. The famous giant bass drum that drummed up quite a bit of controversy before this game at Notre Dame this week. After being told that the world's largest drum will not be allowed to enter the playing field through Notre Dame's stadium home entrance, Purdue's All-American Band will play its halftime performance without the drum for the first time since 1979. Purdue spokesman Aaron Yoder said Friday that the band will plan to bring the massive drum and keep it outside the stadium for fans to enjoy before the game. The world's largest drum is too tall to get through the smaller tunnels video. Notre Dame officials have said that the Irish have supplied more than 400 tickets for Purdue's marching band, which is more than double what it provides for Toledo's band from last week. the Boilermakers' last played up in South Bend in 2012. So that's a little sidelight to that, as the big drum will not be in vogue at Notre Dame Stadium this afternoon. I'll get to that one later. Major League Baseball, we can get through these, I think, fairly quick because we're getting a little low here on time. National League yesterday, it was the Reds over the Dodgers by a score of 3-1. Philadelphia defeated the Mets 4-3. It was Pittsburgh over Miami 2-1. Cubs got beat by Milwaukee 8-5. St. Louis continued their winning ways. They defeated San Diego last night 8-2. And Atlanta lost to San Francisco in 11 innings 6-5. Colorado defeated Washington 9-8. In the American League last night, it was the Yankees shutting out Cleveland 8-0. Minnesota defeated Toronto 7-3. Boston down Baltimore 7-1. Tampa Bay defeated Detroit in 10 innings by a score of 7-4. The White Sox shut out Texas by a score of 8-0. Houston, an interleague game, defeated Arizona in 10 innings by a score of 4-3. Seattle defeated Kansas City 6-2 last night. And it was Oakland over the L.A. Angels by a score of 5-4 last night. Standings as things stand going into today. In the American League, we'll do that first. In the Eastern Division, Tampa Bay owns an 8.5-game lead over Boston. Boston and the Yankees are Boston's a half game up right now, and the Yankees in that spot battle for a wild card spot. Toronto sits another game back, and they're 9.5 back. In the Central, the White Sox are the only above 500 team in the Central. They're 21 games above, is 84-63. They've got that division wrapped up. And out west, Houston owns a 7-game lead over Oakland and an 8-game lead over Seattle. In the National League, Atlanta owns a 2-game lead on Philadelphia, as they're the only two teams above 500 sitting there in the East. In the Central, Milwaukee's virtually got that one wrapped up. They're 12.5 games clear of the Cardinals, who are still battling for a wild card spot. And the Brewers are 13.5 ahead of Cincinnati. The Cubs are sitting down at 66-82, 24.5 games out of first. Out west, the Giants and the Dodgers have both clinched their division. The Giants are 96-52, Dodgers 94-54. The Giants lead that division by two. San Diego's trying to hang in there, but I don't think they're going to be able to make it. They're at 76-71 on the year. That's going to wrap it up for the show this week. Thanks to our guests, who have been George Gilbert, Blake Betzner, and Raymond Jones. Until next week, this is Ken Hartman saying take care. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
This has been Inside the Huddle on WILO, brought to you by Susan Casper of State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Join us next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another edition of Inside the Huddle on WILO.